And a very warm welcome to Music Planet. Tonight we are diving into the music of South Africa because this year marks the 30th anniversary of the first truly free and democratic elections in the country that led to Nelson Mandela, leader of the ANC, becoming its first president. And the EFG London Jazz Festival, which is going on right now in London, is celebrating the occasion. So I'm going to start the programme with a little gem of a piece called The Sacred Lion Dance from two of South Africa's jazzists, Victor and Tony and Clarence Wilson. Have a listen to this. Atmospheric and beautiful. The Sacred Lion Dance, just one of the tracks on an album called Chakalaka Jazz, a selection of South African gems. And it really is. And it's called Chakalaka Jazz after the rich, spicy sauce that you find in a lot of South African cooking. Not a bad name for a delicious pot of music. Hello, I'm Lapa Katari, and coming up tonight, we've got a special session with The Joy, one of the bands to come out of a post-apartheid South Africa. They came into the Music Planet studio ahead of their performance at Milton Court for the EFG London Jazz Festival. But right now, with so many new releases to choose from, it is easy to forget some of the great albums that sit patiently on our bookshelves, begging to be heard again. So I want to play you a couple of tracks that I absolutely adore. And though they are from different continents, for me, They are natural friends. The first is from a duo called Skeithi. Inga Yuso, who died 10 years ago, aged 68, was a traditional yoika, one of the music forms of the Sami, the indigenous people of Northern Europe. Her voice was raw and enthralling, and with fellow Norwegian and renowned jazz bassist Steinar Raknes, she found the perfect duo. Here they improvise over a simple, haunting tune, almost a musical manifestation of Norway's icy plateaus and winter winds. This is Sunna Lala.
Thank you.
From the icy tundra of Norway to Nigeria in the 70s, and Joy Onwosu with a bit of Nigerian operatic blues. I just love that track. It's so unexpected. And it's one of many extraordinary songs on a compilation called Nigeria Special Volume 2 on Soundway Records. Well worth revisiting. Well, we're going to head back to South Africa now, a country with a rich history of music, a country that brought us Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Hugh Masekela and Miriam Makeba, the Mahotela Queens, so many to mention, and so many wonderful music traditions. This next piece is from 1959. It was one of the songs that became a protest anthem during the fight against apartheid. It's called Asikatali, We Do Not Care If We Go to Prison. And it was recorded at the ANC, the African National Congress, by Pete Seeger, who also sings on it, uniting the freedom songs of South Africa and the civil rights movement of America.
Africa, zizi misele nkululeko. Tina bantwan, base Africa, zizi misele nkululeko. Unzima lontwalo, ufuna madoda. Unzima lontwalo, ufuna madoda.
Oh, we don't care if we go to jail. It's for freedom that we gladly go. Oh, we don't care if we go to jail. It's for freedom that we gladly go. A heavy load, and if we'll need some real men. A heavy load, and if we'll need some real men.
Asikatal, no mashabo, zizi misele kululeko. Asikatal, no mashabo, shwa.
Joyous to the end, Leta Ambulu, who at the age of 82 is still sharing her voice with the masses. That was Makongo, featuring the legendary trumpeter Huma Sekela, and it was recorded in the 60s in New York, where she'd met fellow exile Masekela and, of course, Miriam Makeba, amongst others. Huma Sekela and record producer Stuart Levine put together this album from recordings that they'd made when they were running their label Chisa Records. And in case you were wondering, yes, it was the two of them, Masekela and Levine, who put together that legendary Zaire 74 concert ahead of the famous Rumble in the Jungle fight between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lafa Qatari. Details of all the tracks on the show tonight can be found on the BBC Radio 3 website and BBC Sounds, where you'll also find this and previous episodes of Music Planet that you can listen to again at your leisure for the next 30 days. And so to my guests tonight. They're called The Joy and they were here as part of the South Africa strand of the EFG London Jazz Festival. The Joy, I am delighted to say, got up extra early to make a quick detour in their schedule to pop into the Music Planet studio. And here is how they greeted us.
You are listening, yeah.
You are listening to Music Planet on BBC. You are listening,
you are listening
to Music Planet on BBC.
You are listening
to Music Planet on BBC.
Wait, don't be.
You are listening to Music Planet on BBC.
You are listening
to Music Planet on BBC.
Wait, don't we?
You are listening to Music Planet on BBC.
I've got to say, since Barut did an impromptu jingle for us at Womax, I'm liking this little theme that we've got going. That was, of course, The Joy. The five of them met at school during a choir practice. They decided to form a group, and this is the result. Here's what they had to say about where they came from, their music, and, of course, growing up in a free South Africa.
Hello, everyone. This is The Joy. My name is Phelelani Ndlovu. I'm singing a soprano in the lead in the group.
My name is Ntokozo Bright. I'm singing alto in the group.
Hi, guys. This is Duzi, alto and a bass singer.
This is Kutuza. I am singing soprano in the lead.
And hi, guys. This is Marcus Sanele Ngobo. I sing tenor.
We all met in high school.
Yeah, it was around 2017.
We were all part of a gospel choir in high school. We usually rehearse during the break time. So it happened that one day, as we arrived early in the rehearsal venue, we started jamming into a song, and the song was something amazing. So we decided to create a group of just five boys, excluding the school choir members. Not that they weren't good, but what we had was special and amazing. So we formed The Joy there, created social media platforms, and started creating videos and posting on social media. That brought a lot of attention. We started being recognized by big artists as Jennifer Hudson, Sam Smith, Alicia Keys, etc. Honestly speaking, we had no plans on why we started the group. So we were just singing because we love music. Our parents were giving us support, but not that much because they wanted us to become these doctors,
police.
You know, they thought, why am I sending you to school and then you don't want to continue studying? You want to be a musician?
The first track called Umamaka Nomthandazo. So this is a traditional song. It's a love song. Like you are talking to your mother-in-law, like that you will marry the girl.
We mama ganom zandazo.
We mama ganom zandazo. Au kululu nom zandazo. We mama ganom zandazo. Au kululu nom zandazo. We mama ganom tandazo, au kululu nom tandazo. Entata gusa wamjai velamnan. Entata gusa wamjai velamnan. Entata gusa wamjai velamnan. Entata gusa wamjai velamnan. Molo.
Singing to us means a lot because when we sing, we send a message to our fans that in whatever you do, there is always going to be a greater opportunity for you to succeed. So when we sing, we motivate the younger generation to not take their talent slightly because it will take them to bigger places. The second song is titled Bayangikhethela. It translates to they are choosing a partner for me. So your parents mostly choose a partner for you by force. When we were growing up, we saw a lot of that. So we are fighting against that. We are telling our parents that we are old enough now. We can choose who we want to love and who to marry. It's enough now. Let us make our choices.
Bazali ba,
oh bayangikhethela.
Ngithi bayangikhethela, bazali ba,
oh bayangikhethela.
Ngithi bayangikhethela, bazali ba,
oh bayangikhethela. Ketalo and ketayo
utando
uyazi ketela
uyazi ketela we
bayangikhethela
inkiziyo
ifunalo efunayo
imizwa
ketalo and ketayo
utando
uyazi
We grew up in church. We were forced to go to church by our parents. So we ended up loving church. There were these songs that our grannies, they will sing there, and then you will see how happy they are when they are singing the song. So we ended up loving those songs, and we sang them when we started the group. They are the songs who made us who we are today. And then there are these traditional songs sang by our grandparents, and then there's a group called Ladysmith Black Mambazo who inspired us a lot.
The next song we call Jesu. We are talking about praising God.
Igame lithi Jesu.
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 Igama.
Igame.
Lucky to have not experienced what our grandparents experienced. We only read about it in the books in school. So to us, the new democracy means a lot, because if our parents or our grandparents didn't fight for what we have now, we wouldn't be here right now, because they weren't allowed to travel the world freely.
The last song, it is a traditional song called Ngiphuphe Ebusuku Ngilele. So it translates to the dreams. We deliver the message that tells people that they must follow their dreams everywhere.
Ngiphuphe Ebusuku Ngilele.
Ngilele, ngilele, ngilele,
ngilele, ma.
Ngilele.
The joy, a whole lot of joy, carrying the Zulu traditions they've grown up with close to their hearts in their music and their lives in a modern and free South Africa. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Lapa Katari. I've got one last slice of South Africa to bring you tonight, and it's from The Brother Moves On. Siyabonga and Tembu, the creative spirit behind this acclaimed outfit, is another of the artists over here right now for the EFG London Jazz Festival. Alongside fellow musician Tandi Ntuli, Mtembu has curated the closing night of the festival at the Barbican Centre that starts tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening. They've called it Sikalela, meaning being blessed and being a blessing. And it's from the opening phrase of the South African national anthem, and one that I am sure many of us will recognise and may well have sung along with. So, here's The Brother Moves On and Hamba the Reprise from their album He Who Feeds You Owns You.
rest in peace, Johnny Sanelitwa.
A group of truly accomplished musicians, The Brother Moves On, who will be at the centre of tomorrow's closing night of the EFG London Jazz Festival at the Barbican Centre. If you're lucky enough to have got a ticket, I'll see you there. Well, we say goodbye to South Africa now and head to Scandinavia. Wisha Mali is an ensemble made up of Finnish pianist Kari Ikonen, Palestinian-Jordanian Abdissa Asifa on percussion, and Ethiopian-born Nemat Bate on voice and oud, and they are based in Finland and Sweden. Albar is their debut album, and it's the inventive Kari Ikonen who has brought a unique sound to it. During the pandemic, he invented a fascinating portable tuning kit that he called the Macchiano Micro-Tuning System. It effectively tunes the piano to allow for those distinctive Arabic microtones. An ingenious device. Once removed, the piano goes back to its original tuning. This is the opening track.
olurdun sen benim olsaydın. Şu sevgimi evvelden duysaydın. Seni ararken karşıma çıkıp gözlerimden kalbime dolsaydım. Hayalimde yaşadığın gibi ne kadar sen cana yakınsın. Seni sevmeye aşk kafi gelmez. Senden aşıkların çok sakınsın. Sana ne ümitle bağlanmıştım. Bir emel olup gönle dolmuştum. Yıllarca koşup seni ararken yazık ki ellere yar olmuştum. Ah, 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 ah. Ne kadar şimdi ben ah çeksem de gitmişsin artık sen başka ele. Ağlasam da hiç faydası yoktur. Beyhude yere düşerim dile. Sen benim olsaydın, şu sevgimi evvelden duysaydın. Seni ararken karşıma çıkıp gözlerimden kalbime dolsaydın. Hayalimde yaşadığın gibi ne kadar sen cana yakınsın. Seni sevmeye aşk kafi gelmez. Senden aşıkların çok sakınsın. Sana ne ümitle bağlanmıştım. Bir emel olup gönle dolmuştun. Yıllarca koşup seni ararken yazık ki ellere yar olmuştun. Ne kadar şimdi ben ah çeksem de gitmişsin artık sen başka ele. Ağlasam da hiç faydası yoktur. Beyhude yere düşerim dile.
Ooh, broody and dramatic. What would happen if you were mine? A Turkish tango from Zera Eren, who is known as the Turkish Marlene Dietrich. It's part of a new compilation out now on Death Is Not the End. Kind of a strange name for a label, but I think we get it. The legacy of music lives on. Well, that's about it from me, Lofa Qatari, for tonight. Next week on Music Planet, Catherine Tickell speaks to Aidan O'Rourke, the award-winning Scottish fiddle player that some of you might recognise from the super energetic group Lough and Blazin' Fiddles. I leave you tonight with a piece of music born from two different folk traditions. Slovakian flautist Michaela Antolová and Norwegian double bassist Adrian Mir, who join forces on their new album due out next week, titled Sing Nightingale. It's an ode to that little bird with a great voice. And this track features Javed Afsari Rad, Iranian santur player. And it's nice that he's on the album because the nightingale is the national bird of Iran. So till next time, thanks for listening.
Kayla Antalova and Adrian Mayer ending this week's edition of Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kotari and produced by Sylvia Malnati. Next week, Catherine Tickell is here at the same time with another selection of music from around the world. And if you've looked at the calendar, you've probably noticed next Saturday is the 30th of November, St Andrew's Day. Joining Catherine will be the Scottish fiddle player and composer Aidan O'Rourke. Music Planet is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
He was the most important English composer of the 17th century. Henry Purcell. On Composer of the Week, we're exploring how the city of London, in which Purcell spent all of his short life, shaped his work and legacy. Composer of the Week, Henry Purcell. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
It's 10:30 this Saturday night on BBC Radio 3, time for the New Music Show, which tonight is live from the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. It's presented by Kate Mollison.
Hello and welcome to Huddersfield. We are coming to you live from Bates Mill. It's a venue of immense industrial chic in a part of town that is steeped in Yorkshire's textile heritage. The weather here has been wild, snow to tropical rainstorms within a day. So hunker down, get cosy. Tonight we have some fiery music by Wadada Leo Smith, Unsuk Chin and Alex Paxton, all performances that we have recorded here at the festival. And to begin, I am delighted to say we bring you a live performance of Anthony Braxton's Ghost Trance music from a couple luminaries of the experimental scene, the Belgian guitarist and Braxton specialist Koba van Kouwenberghe and Newcastle's own radical turntablist extraordinaire Mariam Rezai, playing together for the first time as a duo tonight, live on your radios. Koba, listen, Anthony Braxton has developed a huge universe of thought and sound and creative music. You have spent years researching this music, so this is a ridiculous ask. But in 30 seconds, what is ghost trance music?
Well, ghost trance music is a compositional system, really. It's not one piece, but a collection of pieces that he developed in a starting in the 90s, and it basically represents a way of exploring his holistic philosophy, which means that he kind of all of his work or his pieces, his compositions that he wrote throughout his career are connected. They can be played within the same piece or played simultaneously. And ghost trance music is a system for the performer to navigate this holistic system. So you'll hear kind of a melody that starts and then that goes into different places, and he allows you to insert other compositions or improvisation in the performance.
Mariam, Koba's kind of intimated the openness of Braxton's approach. He specifically invites musicians from different backgrounds to come together in what he calls an event space. This is it. He invites you to add other pieces, as Koba said, to improvise using a framework that he developed called language music. What are the materials that you guys are using tonight?
Well, I have a vast bank of different samples that are my own, but very specifically for this evening, Koba has recorded a number of the different pieces, but also we'll be working with the language music system live too. So a combination of different things, but it's very special for the turntables, this.
Okay.